This is Twit.
We're also trying to figure out when, because we want to cover any iPhone announcement. There was a rumor, I think, based on this YouTube slip up, that maybe it'd be September 10th. I think that's because it was September 10th last year, right? When, now, if it's September 10th, you would guys would be getting your invitation in a couple of days.
Oh, right.
Well, not for virtual events.
What do they do for virtual? They don't send invitations.
They did for WWDC, but I don't think it was that.
Yeah, it was. It was an actual invitation, but it wasn't. It was like a few days beforehand. Yeah. So they like that. They don't have to plan as far ahead of time to like give you the time you need to like make your travel arrangements.
I need to plan. I gotta make room in our schedule. Can you let me know?
So there's two big rumors coming around, and the first one is that Apple might drop a couple of products next week. It's like the week of September 7th. So to me personally, I think it would be September 8th because that's a Tuesday.
Day after Labor Day. Yeah.
And that's normally when Apple would have had its iPhone event.
Right.
And we already know that the iPhone is going to be delayed, but that doesn't mean that they can't just announce new products. And the rumor is that it's going to be a new Apple Watch and possibly a new iPad. And I think the rumor is that it's going to be a brand new design of an iPad Air.
Yes.
So it might just be another version
of an
iPad.
This is the Mark Gurman, Debbie Wu, Bloomberg story. Apple preparing 75 million 5G iPhones alongside new watches and new iPads.
So that could be that test on YouTube that dropped. That could have been them preparing for their, their little commercial that they're going to put out. You know, not commercial, but their presentation of it that they're going to present is so without an actual virtual event, they might have something planned to go along with announcing a new Apple Watch and a new iPad. So I don't totally think that test was completely off the mark. I think there's a chance that was
a week from Thursday.
That there might be a reason why that was there. So that's just me like giving my fun little.
According to Gurman, four new phones, two basic, two high-end models, all with OLED displays. A 5.4-inch size and a 6.1-inch size for the regular. The Pro device is 6.1 and 6.7, which will be the largest iPhone ever. Squared edges, like the iPad Pro. Back to the squared edges. That's the fins, by the way. That's just so you can look at it and go, either you have an iPhone 4 or you have an iPhone 12.
And these are all well-established rumors. Like, this stuff has been rumored for a long time now from a variety of sources.
High-end phones will use stainless steel, aluminum size on the cheaper phones. The dark blue color I mentioned on the Pro models to replace midnight green. Again, fins, because, color, that's easy. At least two of the larger Pro phones will have the same LiDAR camera as on the latest iPad Pro. By the way, I have that iPad Pro. I have never used that LiDAR camera ever. Have you?
Anybody? I use it to measure stuff embarrassingly. Is it so fast to measure things? Whenever I want to buy something now, I just pull that out because it's easier than me finding the tape measure.
It's not a selling point. It's not like, I got it.
It's
going to
be better on the phone for a variety of reasons because it's going to be. They didn't have time to do all the stuff with the camera app. Like they literally did not have time to build the camera app into LiDAR for the iPad. The depth effect. If you press the depth effect button, it spins around and gives you the front-facing camera, and I hate myself every time that happens.
I know.
But they've been working on it for this. So this is going to have a fully functional AR camera that we've been hearing rumors about for years. And everything from focus to depth to all these things are going to improve because it's going to have that laser bouncing back and forth.
So it's essentially the front-facing camera's capabilities going out the back.
More data. Close range, just more,
And better for, obviously, for AR. But again,
fewer points, more range.
I don't use AR.
Because there'll be less dots, but further out.
AR at this point is just a gimmick. Unless I guess you do a lot
of IKEA.
You're
so lucky Alex isn't here. You, sir.
Well, yeah.
So
any hardware component that allows more, that brings in more data for computational photography is going to have a really wonderful effect, particularly the way that Apple does it. You may not expect it on other manufacturers, but the fact that Google's Pixel phones are still reusing like a 2 or 3 year old sensor, and yet they're with modern software, it keeps achieving parity with the latest and greatest that's out there from just about anybody else shows you how good this is going to be once that's added to the mixture, once that's added to the soup. The one thing I didn't see in those rumors, though, is that there's still a couple of things that have been floating for the past year. Apple Tags, the new Apple Air, the new, I don't know what they're calling it, the new over-the-ear headphones versions of the AirPods. There's a lot that is sort of hovering in the air, waiting to be pulled down and announced at an event.
Well, we'll see. If it weren't for okay, now I know it looks like I'm wearing a dog muzzle
Leo,
right now.
What do you do in your free time that we're about to find out about?
You look like you're one of those people who goes to Walmart to pick a fight. Oh, I'm wearing a mask.
You like my mask?
What's the problem? Huh?
Listen, are you Raid Boss Karen right now, Leo? No. Are you Raid Boss Karen?
Yeah, that's it. That's me. No, but this is the one thing I used that LiDAR for. Was that Bellos 3D app.
Yeah.
That did a 3D, very quick, nice 3D scan of my head. And then I ordered from a 3D printing supply company. Actually, they make dental parts, teeth and stuff. This is made out of the same material as my teeth. What they call a mask fitter, which goes over a mask and seals it. And actually, dentists use this. You'll see these in some medical offices too, because you could take a inexpensive paper surgical mask, put this over it, and it's an N95 mask all of a sudden.
It's different than the one Anthony Hopkins was put in, though, right? If memory serves.
I have that one also. I don't ever wear that one. It's a little creepy.
That's not trapping any spit. I would not walk past his cell if you were wearing what Leo's wearing right now.
No. You put the paper mask on, and then you put this over it. And then see, because the paper mask has these little holes in the side, but when you put the
you attack Batman, right?
The fitter over it, you look like Bane, but and you you sound like me. And then now it's a good fit. And and I've tested this, by the way, going outside. It's very smoky still in Petaluma, terribly smoky, and will be all week. But you can't smell the smoke through this, which tells me it's doing.
But you learn to podcast. I was born to podcast.
That's a trick that I think most manufacturers are missing with these.
There's some things you can do with this.
Once you start to teach people that part of the core competency of a top tier phone is that it can capture 3D data, and not just to do this pie in the sky AR stuff that they keep promising is coming, but it means that if you have an object, if you have an object that you'd like to make a 3D model of, this is no longer something you have to be Alex Lindsay to do. It'll be just as easy as registering your face for Face ID. Or if you want to do a 3D picture of 3D shots of your kids, if you want to make models that can then be printed with Shapeways or be sent. Press a button instead of, remember with Apple Photos, you used to have the ability to, hey, this is a good picture, please send me a print of this, back when people actually had physical, like, treeware photos. Imagine saying, this is a really good object that I've just made, please send it to me in plastic or in metal or whatever. Once people see that magic, I think it'll be a lot like the first time we were able to burn CDs. It's something that, my God, we never had this power to actually manufacture a compact disc. For God's sakes, I feel drunk with a power of a galaxy in my hand when you have the ability to manipulate 3D data as easily as you can manipulate 2D data. That's the sort of thing that would get people to say when they're at the AT&T store, at the Verizon store, or for $125 more, here, take a picture of your kid with this camera. It's like, oh wow, look, it's actually got like her face and her profile, and now you can actually send pictures. You can actually animate her onto this and that and the other. That's the sort of stuff I'm really looking forward to. That will get me excited about not buying a $350 budget phone and being amazed I can do everything I want to do with it. That's going to be the difference for me, is saying that will get me back into the $1,000 phone market once it's really studly for 3D.
Okay, but I've never used it on my iPad Pro, so I just...
Good point.
Yeah. Apparently they're going to skip A13 because that's the unlucky Apple Silicon, and according to Gurman, go straight to A14.
A13 is the current one.
Oh, is A13 the current one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm behind on my A's. Is 13?
Well, it's confusing because the iPad Pro still has the 12. It didn't get the 13.
That's what confused
me. Only the iPhone 11 got the 13.
So the iPhone 11.
The 12, 11. Not the 13 for the 11.
Oh, my God.
And the this thing is, that I hate the most is saying I can't say A12X anymore because of Apple's stupid naming. I say A1210,
which is really confusing.
Some X's are X's and some X's are 10s.
Yeah. I think Apple's got to come up with names now, not, you know, just as they do with Catalina and Mojave.
Well, it's Bionic. So, like, the next one will be Cyborg.
I mean,
like,
better names. They need they can't call it Apple Silicon. They have to call it something. They got to come up with. They're going to do that, right? They got to do branding.
The chip cores are Firestorm and Ice Storm this year, apparently, which sounds like superheroes to me.
Sounds too Intel-y. Yeah, and that's also very Intel-y. I don't. We have an ice lake.
They sound like superheroes.
Storm. all right. Some Apple employees testing the new devices, according to Gurman, think that the new 6.7-inch screen is one of this year's most notable improvements.
You don't say.
It sounds like Apple Luella Parsons. It's like, okay, a few of the testers.
Some of the ladies and gents testing the screens believe it's notable.
Notable. Apple plans to ship the lower-end phones. Again, this is still rumor mill. But it's Gurman. Now, we're on the tiramisu of
He's
rumors.
He's in the 80s.
He's in the 80s, but not the top.
He's not S tier like Love to Dream and the Information, but also they do much fewer rumors, so they've had less opportunity. He does it like it's a very sophisticated system, and we haven't employed it all yet.
Do you have a giant? I feel like you might have a whole wall with pictures of people and strings. And
no, but there's an AppTrack website that Apple Track website that does all. Like it's the guy who runs the iUpdate channel has an app.
So Apple you're trusting Track his assessments.
Well, he has links to everything, and whether they're green means that they were true, yellow means they're
I wasn't wrong.
Red means they're false.
I wasn't wrong. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to trust any ranking method that doesn't rank their credibility in terms of numbers of habanero peppers. Like, if he's that's hot.
Extra spicy rumor.